All stations, all stations, all call signs. This is Wrecker Actual, over. Stand by for transmission. Prepare to copy. This is American Vindicta. Hey, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to American Vindicta. Thank you very much for checking us out today. I'm going to play for you a special over the next week. You're going to hear a series of recordings that I have made from Russ Dizdar's book, The Black Awakening. Now, this is done completely in honor to Russ and his work. Much of what Russ did helped to bring me out of the darkness and helped to educate me about the dark things that I was once into. And now I notice, since the book is no longer in publication, that so many people don't have access to it. And so I get no money for this. I ask no money for this. I do this strictly for education for the people who have never heard of Russ's book, The Black Awakening, because I believe we are coming at a point in time where you're going to need to understand this information, and maybe it will help you prepare. Maybe it will help you fight spiritually. Maybe it will help you for the physical fight. If you go to our YouTube page or our Rumble page, we are now up to chapter 8 in the recordings of The Black Awakening. Hopefully here soon I will have more of these recordings up. Currently, we are getting ready for the training that's going to be happening this weekend at Ready Made Resources in Teleco Plains, Tennessee. For anyone who still wants to show up, it is $850. You don't have to bring a gun. You don't have to bring any equipment. I can provide everything for you. We are going to have a live fire range day. I will have my weapons there. So if you don't have one, I'll let you borrow mine. And you won't have to worry about paying for ammunition or anything like that either. You can shoot mine. I want people to get the educational experience of using a weapon. I want people to get the educational experience of understanding tactics and understanding medical procedures, basic and advanced medical procedures. And also, we're going to be going through some tactical questioning and SEER training. A little bit of an eye-opener. Thinking outside of the box. For those of you who've never been in a police checkpoint in another country, things can go very crazy very quickly. So we're going to give you a little bit of experience of what that might look like when the doomsday scenarios are activated, when the lights go out in America and you may have to pass through a checkpoint where there's the local warlord or tyrant and they pull you out and they question you. We're going to put you through a little bit of that so you can have a little bit of experience and teach you and coach you how to react during that time. Being calm under pressure and understanding how to use your voice defensively, offensively, how to de-escalate situations, how to pick up people's mannerisms, the little hints that they're giving you. This is what we're going to show you. Not only that, but you're going to be going through a lot of close quarters battle training with me. I'm going to teach you everything I can about how to come in and out of a doorway, hallway, T-shape hallway, L-shape hallway, center-fed room, corner-fed room. And then you're going to be engaging with role players, and you're going to be given scenarios that are shoot or don't shoot scenarios. Once again, going to make you think. Because the paper targets don't make you think. They don't make you shoot back. Or they don't shoot back. They don't challenge you. They just stand there and you look awesome after it's done. But is that the way people are? Of course it's not. People, from my experience, and I have 15 years worth of experience of dealing with people. People will present all different types of problems that will force you to think. Force you to act, force you to freeze, force you to rethink what you're doing or what you're about to say. So if you've never been in these situations, my friends, it's about time that you start putting yourself in a training environment that produces these type of results. For $850, 30 hours of training, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Come to the class, and you can get in with us. Right now, we got 10 people signed up. We can hold 24 people. It's amazing how we never fill this class. We never seem to fill the class. This is the sixth time we've put it on. Three times we didn't have anyone show up or sign up, and three times we put it on. I think the most we've ever had out there was 16 people. What are your priorities, gentlemen, ladies? If your priority is to survive what is coming, I hope you have more in plan than just buying all the gold and silver and food you can, because if you don't have a means of how to protect, then you have created a shopping center for your local bad guys. Let that sink in for a second. Let that sink in. That's what you're creating. Many of you listening, you own plenty of guns. Do you actually train with them? Many of you listening, for those who are saying, oh yeah, I train with my guns, are you really training, or are you just going and wasting ammunition? And be fair, balanced, and honest with this question. Have you learned anything? Have you improved? Do you need some work? Come out. We can help you. I don't know how long we can put this training course on for. It's probably not going to happen in November. We're going to have a course going on here about an hour and a half south of me in the DFW area in November. So if you're interested in that, please contact me at AmericanVindictaShow@gmail.com. Or you can go to www.AmericanVindictaShow.com and you can email me from there. There's a message in there, a messenger button in there. And look, guys, if I could put this training course on for free, I would. We don't make a lot of money doing what we're doing, and I'm bringing in instructors and people to help, and we're having building materials. We do a little bit better than breaking even, which, you know, honestly, all that does is really help pay for the next trip or maybe a bill or two. So, you know, I want this to eventually grow so that we can start really putting on this training. And I would love to be able to come and, you know, put this on for a church security team for free. Here's a tip jar. Put into there what you think you owe me. I would rather focus on the training than focus on the money. I hate focusing on money. The love of money is the root of all evil in this world. It's one of the roots of many problems. So, you know, that's the eventuality. Like I said, I would rather see people trained. But, you know, guys, it's your priority. It's your life. You are willing to accept the risk of not getting training. Then don't complain when you don't know what to do when you're presented with that kind of a problem. God be with you. Use your head. Always stay calm. There's never a chance that I've seen where freaking out and panicking ever helped. So stay calm. Think your way through it. Not everyone can afford it, so that's why I'm giving you a freebie right now. Stay calm. Think your way through things. Think your way through things. We're going to be doing some videos, instructional videos while I'm out there of, you know, how to potentially train. I will say that ammunition is expensive. Everything's more expensive right now, obviously. So we're using Umarex, U-M-A-R-E-X, Glock 19 airsoft pistols. You can get these on Amazon for about $170, $180. And then we have a Bravo concealment holster system that we're using with it. They're about $30. So you can train with a almost complete realistic gun that shoots airsoft. And you can get a lot of training done for really cheap using the green gas to fill up the magazines. And then the pellets. You can get 10,000 pellets for $20. You don't have to blast away all your 45 ACP and, you know, your 40 Smith & Wesson, your 9mm. I'm trying to save you a little money and give you versatility. You can do this in your backyard if you live in a suburb. If you ever got questions on this, guys, just email me. I'm always talking to people, and I'm always willing to try and help someone out. And if you don't know what I'm talking about, but you want these pieces of equipment so that you can train at your home, hey, man, send me an email. I'll send to you exactly what I got so that you can buy it and you can start training. And hopefully one day we'll see you at the next training course. We might try to put one on in the beginning of December. That is going to be a live fire course, full 3 days live fire course. That's going to be some more advanced stuff. Now, when I say advanced, I want you to understand that I can go only go as fast as the slowest person. So however it is that you're showing up, we will take care of you. I've had recently a couple reach out to me and I said, Doug, love your work. Love what you're trying to do for the church. You know, is there a basic course that we can go to? The way we're going to eventually have this set up is in order to go forward to the advanced live fire course, you're going to have to go to the basic course and the intermediate course, and then you'll be on the approval list to go to the advanced course. Unless you are in law enforcement or military, then, you know, we can dictate that from there. But the reason why we ask for people to consider this is because weapons handling and weapons safety needs to be paramount. Before we take you to some, you know, really cool stuff, I want to make sure you got the basics down so you don't shoot anybody on the range, right? That's a bad day. I've seen that happen. And that you don't hurt yourself. You know, we have accidents that happen, and, you know, that's just stuff that we got to deal with. Good friend and listener of the show, Popeye, you know, he did his due diligence, bought some reloaded ammo that was from that was actually from the factory, not his fault at all. And one of the rounds was a squid round. It didn't have the primer in it and could have caused a catastrophic malfunction. So if you're going to buy ammo, buy it straight out of the box. If you're going to come to any of these courses, don't use ammo that's been repressed. Just, you know, buy stuff that's right out of the box. That way you don't have any issues. We don't have any problems on ranges. That's just a little safety brief for you. Remember this when it comes to weapons handling and weapons safety. Treat every gun as if it were loaded. Never point a gun at anything you do not intend to shoot. Keep your fingers straightened off the trigger until you're ready to fire. Keep your weapon on safe until you intend to fire. And know your target and what lies beyond it. Little Johnny and Little Susie are right behind that sheetrock that you decided to go blasting through when you hear a bump in the night because, you know, your home defense gun is a 12-gauge with buckshot. Rounds move. Bullets hit stuff and ricochet. Bullets will hit a wall and travel down a wall, and then it hits a stud and it pops right out in front of you. Been there, done that, seen that. Had my seniors in the Marine Corps tell me plenty of stories about them fighting in hotels, and rounds will travel down the walls and pop right out in front of you. Didn't believe it until we saw it. It's an interesting thing to take the experience that I have and then to be able to give it to the basic civilian populace who don't have the experience. And it's awesome for me to be able to continue to give back. And it's even more awesome to see you guys take it, receive it, ingest it, and then start to apply it. Because if I can help you fish, then you can feed yourselves. If I can teach you how to go through that hallway correctly, smoothly, with confidence, then you can defend your castle confidently. That's the goal, right? The goal is community preparedness, community safety and security preparedness. We're not being Rambo here. We're not trying to take over the White House. We're not going to go, you know, join a militia and all this other crap. What we're talking about is family safety, community safety, a personal level of safety by being smart with our guns. I could throw out a few names right now that you probably want to start paying attention to online. Travis Haley, former Marine Corps gunny, recon guy. I actually went through one of his courses whenever I was in the Marine Corps. I was a boot in the Marine Corps. What course was that? I have it somewhere on my wall. The Tactical Defensive and Evasive Driving Course. Man, that's a funny story. We ruined like 13 Humvees from the motor pool, and then his company, Dragonfly, went and rented cars on base at the Enterprise. I want to say at least 11 cars, And we, if not totaled all of them, we almost totaled all of them. So that was an epic, epic week or two of training with Travis Haley. And extraordinarily intelligent guy, very big on safety, very big on intensity. Guys need to be intense. Some of you are about as intense as a penguin. We need to be as fierce and as bold as lions. I can't teach it to you talking through a microphone and you listening. Some things you have to come and you have to experience. I hope to see many of you out there. You still got a few days to sign up. For anyone out there who does want to sign up, let me get the number for you real quick. All right, that number is 1-800-627-3809. That's 1-800-627-3809. The class is being held in Teleco Plains, Tennessee. You still got time to do whatever you need to get out there. You can camp on site. We're going to be out there staying on site camping. We're going to be doing a lot of fellowshipping. We're actually going to have communion. I'm going to give a homily, a little bit of a motivational speech. And, we're going to do a lot of fellowshipping and training and fellowshipping, breaking bread with one another. Some people like to call this a mini Christian conference. That's great, man. We always make sure that God is first in everything that we're doing. And good luck finding that a lot of your training venues that you will go to. Listen, guys, prepare right now while you can. Prepare right now while you can. While the hour is still there. Prepare while you can. Currently, Ready Made Resources does have an extremely good deal for night vision devices. So you got a Bino set, so that's two night vision devices. That's an Elbit 1900 Plus FOM night vision with no gain. It's white phosphorus, top of the line stuff. Typically, these are on sale for $7,499. Right now, I think they're going to be on sale for $5,499. So you're going to save almost $2,000 right now. And if you call and you say, hey, heard it on Wrecker's show or heard it at American Vindicta, then you'll get a $300 gift, which is also a laser blocking lens that goes on the front of the MVG. So it helps to save your MVGs if it's ever hit by lasers. Personally, I've experienced that before. In our times of the riots in Portland, Oregon, the rioters used the high powered Chinese lasers and they were blinding us. There was actually two officers of ours who had permanent eye damage because of those lasers, and they can hit your MVGs and they can ruin your gear. So, that's a great little free gift. That's $300 for a gift. Guys, that's all I got. Please enjoy what you're about to listen to. This is The Black Awakening, Part 1, A Prophetic Future, dramatized. Should sound pretty cool. And I hope you like it. I hope this brings a blessing to you. I'm going to continue to upload for the rest of the series. And that's it, guys. Stay frosty. We'll see you next time. The Black Awakening, Part 1, A Prophetic Future. Unless those days are shortened, no flesh would be left. Jesus of Nazareth. You could feel it in the air tonight. It had the aroma of blood and frenzy. The atmosphere was charged with it. It was menacing, murderous, and malevolent all in one, but clearly much more. the presence, an ancient presence of violence and evil, was so thick you could cut it with a knife. I could sense it was on. Everything seemed on edge and ready to erupt. For years I knew this dark night was coming. It was now at the door. Then I heard the first shots. I jumped up, went to the window to watch. Like always, I had the cable news, the internet, shortwave, and the radio all on at the same time. At first, the explosions began far away. Then I could tell they were coming closer and closer. I had my family near me. We were praying, and we did prepare. Immediately, the phone rang and a friend of mine was screaming at me on the other end.
That thing, that subject, that seminar you taught on and warned us about, it's happening, isn't it? I can't locate my family, and all the lights are out.
In the case he blasted. Of nuclear or radiological fallout, people living around this person seemed angry at me. I thought of that phrase, don't shoot the messenger. Emails began pouring in with stories of crazy things. Shootings, explosions, screams, and people going raving mad everywhere. And I mean everywhere. News flashes were coming in. The media, people were frantic. The sound of police sirens could be heard everywhere. This was clearly only the beginning. I just sat there, watching, waiting for the next thing. I knew much more would follow.
Radiological fallout. People living around potential targets such as military bases and chemical plants may be advised to evacuate. Protection from radioactive fallout will require taking shelter in an underground area or in the middle of a large building. Fallout shelters can be any protected space where the walls and roof are thick and dense enough to absorb radiation.
Turn off sensitive electric equipment such as computers and televisions. Turn off major electric appliances that were on when the power went off. This will help to prevent power surges when...
At one police station, the seasoned captain ordered the SWAT team to gather. John was in the weapons room when he heard the shots. He quickly pulled his weapon and stepped into the hallway. He was shocked to see his longtime friend Joe firing his service revolver and hitting another officer. Before John would shoot, he yelled out to his friend, "What in the heck are you doing? Are you crazy?" Joe turned toward him, but it wasn't Joe. Or was it? It looked like him, but his eyes and contorted face showed a different demeanor. Dark and menacing. It was hard to analyze in such a brief moment. Nothing at the police academy had prepared John for this. Joe's eyes were black and glazed over. His face was contorted, and that haunting grin was eerie and menacing. With a look of total confusion, Captain John paused. He shouldn't have. He looked at Joe hard as if to grasp for meaning. It was the wrong thing to do, but he didn't know what was standing in front of him. At that split second before John could pull the trigger, he heard that familiar crack. Joe fired first. John fell down to the ground in pain, bleeding, and quickly dying. Joe rushed by John without saying a word. Joe had more work to do. The police station was in chaos. Weapons were drawn and cops were running everywhere. An explosion took out the weapons room and dispatch was down. Other officers scrambled and tried to regain order. What they didn't know yet was the fact that many, very many other local police stations were experiencing the same thing. Longtime good officers were, for no reason, firing upon their fellow peace officers. Sabotage and betrayal by what used to be trusted friends was crushing, to say the least. With great sadness, I turned the old scanner down. I remember when I taught all this at a police academy, and no one seemed to get it. I turned back to the cable news, and again I watched. Fires were beginning to flare up everywhere. Firefighters were rushing to the big ones first. In some places, the firefighters were being shot at. They had to stand down. Explosions were witnessed at a number of churches. Some were on fire. There were people praying in one church when its walls came down. No one could help them. No one could do a thing. All the fire trucks were busy elsewhere. I could smell the thick, heavy smoke. It loomed over many trees of the city. It wasn't random. It wasn't an accident. Next, it was government, financial, and buildings of mass transit that were hit. They all seemed like focused, targeted attacks. Surely these hits were all planned. It looked like a war zone. The information I had for years now told me it was a war on society, a war on ideologies, cultures, our way of life, and all governmental rule. It was war on all who stood in their way. This, my dear reader, is a war against God. I continued to watch and pray. Other media updates came in. The news reporters were out on the streets. They kept trying to report, but people kept running by and yelling. They were screaming at one of them to get out now. Wanting to get the scoop and do his job, he stayed. He also lost his life. It seemed like anyone who was on the streets this first night was gunned down. No one seemed to help anyone else. Yes, my friend, this was only the first night. And like a controlled wave, this energized revolt continued hour after hour, time zone after time zone. Cars racing by were shot at. One car would steer and wreck right into another one as if it were aiming at it. Then the cameraman caught something live. If you didn't see it with your own eyes, you wouldn't have believed it. An injured mother was reaching back to check on her son after a collision with a small truck. The man in the truck got out with his gun in hand. He walked up to her car and unloaded his weapon, killing her and her son. It was overkill. They were slaughtered. An old religious song was still playing on the radio in the dead lady's smashed car. Something about an old rugged cross. This made the gunman's face contort and he began to growl. It was weird. It was eerie. The crazed man turned around toward the camera and began to charge it. The picture went blank. I continued to watch the clenched fist. I knew what this was. I knew they would show no mercy. I've seen them before. They are as cold as hell. When the phone rang again, I jumped and then smiled. It was the only phone. I got up to answer it. Passing by a weapon on the chair in my home, I wondered if I would have to use it to protect my family. My friend on the other end of the line frantically told me what TV station to turn on and watch. The urgent reports they were giving was hailed by a government official. I didn't get her name. She was saying something about national security and homeland defense. Everyone had been ordered to stay indoors. They said they thought it was a planned event of terrorism, but they were not sure or clear. They told us to be calm, but they weren't. I watched. I knew who it was. Oh yes, I knew. I switched to another station. Gun battles raged. Citizens were being murdered. People were firing out of their windows at anyone who came near their homes. When government buildings were targeted again and bombed, U.S. leaders were taken underground to bunkers. One bunker in the Northeast was in trouble. Some Secret Service agents took the officials to what they thought was secure quarters with planned out safety protocols. Once the large door was shut at the secure bunker, the trusted agents changed at once, so quick, and turned on the senators. They gunned them all down. All of them. The new trucks caught up with this and finally filmed military vehicles and soldiers outside the entrance of the bunker. They were building a perimeter. Two soldiers were covered in white sheets. Reporters wouldn't or couldn't say why they had turned on their fellow soldiers. The other soldiers had to stop them. They had to shoot. It was the only way. The rogue soldiers didn't listen to commands anymore. They seemed possessed, crazed. No one could stop them with words. I have seen this before. The second day. When the lights flickered, I glanced at the clock. It was 5 a.m. I was tired, but very alert. The hot coffee helped. I knew it was far from over. Hill had a long, plotted out mission, and this time it would go global. No, this wasn't over. Not in the least. Friends who knew what we knew somehow made it to our house. Others who were supposed to come didn't make it. We began to share stories and information. We knew we needed to pray. We prayed long and hard against the evil. We covered everything. We prayed for law enforcement, the military, for leaders, and then for everyone we could. Some went around the grounds and prayed over all the land and the house. The presence of God seemed to embrace us. I remembered the part of the 23rd Psalm. Though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. We knew that no matter what happened, we were secure in Him. It was too bad for those who only had their crystals and cards. Their psi powers didn't help at all. Not with this. Those who were religious had no idea what to do. They were not helped out at all. We began to strategize how we could get to others. We wanted to help as many as possible. After all, we knew it was a war on everyone, all over the world. Then we heard a loud knock on the back door. This time I grabbed my weapon. This wasn't in our prepared plan. A pastor and his family stood there embracing each other and were shaking with fright. The pastor was bleeding with a makeshift wrapping around his arm. Quickly we brought them in. We knew who they were. They speedily told us their terrifying story. It was how I imagined it would be, and I listened carefully. About 2 a.m., they were watching out their upstairs windows. They kept noticing two individuals walking back and forth in front of their home. The pastor's wife thought they may need help. His daughter said she saw both men at the church the past couple of weeks. They seemed nice, she said. They asked me things, questions, you know, about us. Things like where we lived. Why didn't you say anything? Cried the mother. Suddenly the men disappeared into the darkness. But where? What the pastor had feared happened. Before he could get downstairs, he heard the back door crash to the ground. Both men were in the house. the pastor and the father led his family down the hall into a room with a side window. They rolled the fire ladder down and began to descend. He went down last. Bullets burst through the locked bedroom door. One bullet caught him in the arm. He didn't bother to even look until he had his family in the van, was racing down the street. They were on their way to my house. He too knew what I did. He was watching and waiting, but he didn't think his family would be targeted. Most Christian leaders didn't. So many of them fell in one night. I stayed at the window and watched. I was ready for whoever would come. I knew they were out there. The pastor's son said he remembered the two men. He remembered that they were sitting in their car a few weeks ago across the street from the house taking pictures. Pictures? His sister questioned. Why pictures? Again, Mom emotionally asked, why didn't you tell us? The boy shrugged his shoulders. He had no answer. His dad put his good arm around him and comforted him. The pastor, Dad, knew it wasn't the boy's job. The boy wouldn't have known. The pastor wished he would have seen it first. After all, he was warned that things like this were going to happen. He kept an eye out for this, but busy with many things to do, he just didn't catch it. They were here with us and safe for now. I wondered who else would show up, friend or foe. Maybe one of them. I watched. We were all watching. My mind surged with the thought. We are on the edge of the end of history. Still, I watched. As this evening had begun, so it was ending. It was all the same. Story after story of crazed individuals. People rushing around, killing people. Chaos and anarchy raged. It was like they were angry and insane looking. In every eyewitness case, people reported that the eyes were glassy black. The faces were contorted, and you couldn't get their attention. They wouldn't talk to you or answer anyone. It seemed like something took control of them. Oh, yes. And I knew what it was. An ancient hate. And it was here, as never before in human history. After all, this would be their final attempt. How anyone, any being, could think that they could kill God is beyond me. Some people even reported hearing weird sounds like tones when it all began. Others said they could feel evil racing through the air. It seems as if you could see it, like smoke in the dark skies. One moment these people were talking, working, laughing. Then in a flash they switched. They changed. They dropped everything and just left. Some turned cars around and sped towards an unknown destination. Dads left their homes. People left buildings, and without notice, people left work. These people just dropped what they were doing and took off. Many were later seen on streets shooting and killing. Some families were murdered by one of their own. You couldn't trust anyone. I closed my eyes and remembered back to the days when we tried to help these people. Some got free, but just as many didn't. Most people thought that they were sad victims of mind control and ritual abuse or something weird like that. But I knew very well that not all of them saw themselves as victims. They were what they were supposed to be and loved it. They told me that they had worked on this for many years, and many of them vowed they wouldn't give up their hard-fought for abilities. The rituals they held in deep secrecy were to prepare them and empower them. They were building up the energies and were clothed with power, but not from on high. Like in the days of Manasseh, innocent blood was shed from one end of the country to the other. Their demons were dancing in the secret circles. Ancient secret languages were spoken. Twilight language. I couldn't get it out of my mind. Not for the moment. Not even for the rest of the night. All those long nights we hunted and searched for the unholy places where these robed breeders were working their dark magic. We found the signs and the symbols. We interrupted some of them. It surprised and angered them that anyone would dare hunt them. They cling to undying revenge. They vow, threaten, and say they have a long arm, and like Satan himself, they never forgot. I didn't either, but for a different reason. I shook my head, as if trying to relieve myself of these memories of their atrocities. I needed to watch. Most of this dark night did not. Most of the people at my house were quiet. The kids were playing downstairs. Others were praying intensely. Not in fear, but fiercely praying against that dark presence they felt. I joined them as I watched. Like in the days of Nehemiah, a sword in one hand and a brick in the other. Defend and build. Nehemiah was a great leader in a dangerous environment. We should have learned more from him. I wondered if most believers were ready for this. Would they hold true? Did the church prepare witnesses or spectators? Would they hide behind the rocks or fight Goliath face to face? Another memory quickly flashed to my mind. The letter. I literally ran down to my study center to look for it. It was a letter from a ruddy, red-haired girl. She gave it to me one morning at church. It was her first time there, and she had no idea that I was involved in hunting this old wicked agenda. The letter she gave me years before matched a story that was just shown on the BBC. It was filmed by whom I don't know. There was a man in what looked like a soldier's uniform. He held a machete-like weapon over a lady's head, screaming at her to turn. It was an old woman whose hands were behind her. In her right hand, she clutched an old used Bible. It was clear she wouldn't do as she was commanded. As the madman drew back his weapon, she cried, "No, son, don't do it. It's me, your mother." Tears streamed down her face as she gazed at what looked like her son, but it wasn't really him. Oh, it was his body, all right, but it wasn't his personality. He swung the weapon in one motion, right there on global TV. He, or whoever it was, really had no idea that it was his own mother's head that rolled off. A soldier's uniform with that patch, the globe with two lightning bolts through it, could not yet be identified. He didn't even flinch. Like a remote-controlled car, he did what the energized impulses in his head drove him to do. His facial expression seemed to beam with a sick satisfaction. Evil loves this twisted lawlessness. Evil twists everything. It burns to make right wrong and wrong right. I stopped looking for the letter when I heard someone yelling my name. I was needed upstairs to watch. Evening came and went. The stories continued to build. Some of these people who switched went to what seemed like planned or designated places. They seemed to know exactly what to do. It was there that they picked up their hidden weapons, met up with others who were waiting for them, and affirmed their orders. There were no hugs or handshakes. It was all as cold as Arctic ice. They gave no room for mistakes. These people were gloves with someone else's hand on the inside. As the stories continued, bewildered people testified on the news. They weren't into guns and stuff. They just returned to work and homes and began shooting people. They were looking for them and slinging them out. They passed by others who were cringing in fear. It seemed like they knew what they wanted or who they wanted. There was no sense of feeling or emotion in them. They were cold and hard and mean. Some people tried to be heroes and stop them, but the crazed individuals leveled the would-be helpers without hesitation. At night it was worse. There were more and more of them. It wasn't safe to go out. Not at all. Prayers acknowledged that only God could crush such a vile evil that was in them. Eventually, another day would dawn, and the end of this menace would come forever. The third day. The next day was long and busy. We all felt rushed. We had to stop, pray, and seek guidance. When night began, we realized this was all happening too quick. The Nazis had a thing called blitzkrieg, or lightning warfare. Dark left-hand path occultists used this in their curses against their foes. They were by far more advanced and sophisticated than anyone could or would ever believe. And this reminded me of the biblical parable of the sower and the seed. The Son of God came during the day and unleashed his word, a seed that, if accepted, would transform a life for eternity. In the same story, the evil one only came out at night, copying and counterfeiting the other one and his kingdom. He sowed a seed too. He birthed his jagged tares at night in thick secrecy. They were like Janus, the two-faced Roman god. One face for the public, and the real one, concealed except at the late-night meetings. And now, they're here, among us, as the imposed and forged sinister selves. Just then, some of the phone lines went down, though a few specialty cell phones were still working. Calls came in continuously. Some were pleas for help. Others were hang-up calls. Silent on their end, they just listened to our voices. It was like someone was calling to see who, if anyone, was at home. It was then I watched the most and waited. I just started singing old hymns about faith and steadfastness. Again, it was as if God embraced me. His embrace of power always makes me fierce and ready to act. The news showed that the fires were still burning. The streets were deserted in most areas. It looked like a natural disaster. I wondered where all the people had gone. In other places, the battle continued. News reports said some national armies were in skirmishes and that even planes were dropping bombs. It seemed like every hour you heard an explosion or shots fired. Sometimes even a scream or two could be heard, but then they'd abruptly stop. I watched all the more. I waited and prayed. God's power seemed to charge the prayers of everyone here as never before. He knew this was coming. It was clear that even within government and law enforcement offices, panic ruled. Buildings were sabotaged, people were betrayed. All trust was breaking down. The waterworks building was on fire too. No one would drink the public water. Some heard stories of the water being poisoned. I hope we had stored enough. The media networks were pouring on the news reports. It was painful to hear any more. It was all overwhelming. But we had to be aware. We had to be brave. And needed to pray hard. The only radio station still on gave us a spotty report of a large number of people in a mall who were all found dead. Their eyes were bloody and their faces puffy. Chemical response teams were on the scene. Even the media people had gas masks on. They told everyone to evacuate. This wasn't a chemical spill, it was a biochemical weapons released by them. I wondered if it was the dreaded white powder when they said anthrax or something like that. Crush this evil to hell, I yelled. God will end this. I hope that's okay. It's too much. I yelled again. I wish we had never let this evil in. Humanity was so stupid, and we lost in the beginning and this end of history. I was energized by the Spirit of God when I realized that the judgment of God, so many balked at, would be the only sure thing to end this alienation, this menacing evil, this soul-damning madness forever. Never would this black flame touch us or anyone again. Then, just as we knew what would happen, martial law was declared, but who knows by whom? At this moment, we all wondered who was calling the shots. Military soldiers were pouring out of trucks. Helicopters were over one area of the city for a long time. Multiple shots were fired. Suddenly, it all escalated. What some feared happened. Some sort of rocket flew from the ground level and hit the helicopter. Then the thing exploded all over the place. "Where did they get that?" the radio announcer yelled. Police and SWAT teams were dispatched over the area. Soldiers were running. Calls came in and confirmed the rocket had come from a warehouse. The battle was on. SWAT teams fired on the three men who had the weapon. Though they were wearing thick body armor, two of the crazies were killed instantly, and the third was wounded and grabbed by a number of officers. This one had body armor on as well, and it was clear that he was ready for a fight, even with trained officers and soldiers. He had those black, glassy eyes, and that weird, contorted, menacing face. They began to interrogate him immediately. He wouldn't answer them. He just stared as if he was looking at something or listening to someone else. They should have kept their eye on this one. These madmen don't stop until someone stops them permanently. The officers grew weary and frustrated. They looked away and shouldn't have. This eerie man seized the moment and quickly grabbed an officer and took his weapon. It all happened so fast. All these super soldiers, as some were calling them, were quick. He didn't shoot the cop, though. He put the gun to his own head and then yelled out in what sounded like a deep, growling German accent, "We are the legions who will rule the earth." He pulled the trigger as he laughed loudly. His body dropped to the ground and he was dead immediately. All the officers just looked at each other in disbelief. When I saw the tape of this on the cable news, I knew that the energized programming and mind control I was told about was working and driving them. Media people and others fearfully wondered, who in Hades were these crazies? These are the chosen ones. At least that's what they called themselves. Few knew this title. It was their badge of honor to be a chosen one. They were in hiding for years. Secret weapons, some good men said. They were blended into society so well. Unless you knew, I mean really knew, it was almost impossible to detect them. They were all placed so deep in their assigned areas. As I looked out the window toward the city, I watched for them. I knew they were there and had been watching us for a long time. The crazies, as media called them, were really the sleeper soldiers no one wanted to hear about. Everyone had been distracted by the other radical terrorists for so long, I wondered whether that was a planned distraction. These sleepers were waiting in a satanic shadow for a very long time, waiting for their call to come in. Something had to happen to spark all of them into this perverse slaughter, this killing field. It wasn't a war or troops from another nation. It was more like a civil war, a civil butchering. They needed a call, a trigger, or a cue to activate what was buried deep within them. The sleeper personalities that were created in them since childhood were like zombies lying in their carved-out inner tombs. They call or trigger the activated them was something spiritual, powerfully supernatural, and technical. All combined. Some came from the old rogue military black ops projects. They called them monarchs. It's a word many of them also used. An old friend once said to me, "Did you know that monarch butterflies are the only insects that migrated to every continent on the earth?" I knew that he meant that these chosen ones were planted everywhere. Some of them told me about the military labs underground. The experiments were filled with torture and human cruelty. These doctors knew how to do the doubling, just like the old Nazis. And, oh yes, many of them talked about a Dr. Green. It was all hidden and extremely secret. The secrecy wasn't all threats and fear. There was a thick, dark power that covered them. They did this, with help of hell itself. Secrecy was their law. To tell was to die. Like the Nazis, only 1,000 times worse. It was originated and designed by a corrupted intelligence, and it wasn't human. They came from a long line of older European generations, family bloodlines. They jeered. There's power in the blood. The blood was sacred to them in a sick way. They waited so long. According to them, their time had come. Their rise to power and rule was here. They named this day, this very evil hour. This is their thing alone. This was their project. They called it the Black Awakening. It was a leveling of everything. A leveling that would open the doors to total control for a new order. They're all about a new order, you know. And don't forget, even if you don't believe in an Antichrist, they do. A leader of supernatural origin. It was to be a global coup. But who really believed it was possible? They did. This was a takeover striking every area of society and collapsing everything. That was the goal. They would then replace it with theirs, a new order out of the chaos they arrogantly boasted, Satanic Phoenix rising. The chosen ones are here. The Black Awakening is here. And they are the legions, the demonized man said. Legions. The fourth day. I had seen those black glassy eyes so many times. I had worked with many of them before. I saw them change before my very eyes. I talked with many of these purposely created and highly trained personalities. They were on the inside, on a sub-level. I also talked to the sleepers within. And yes, God showed us how to wake them up, too. When they stared at me, eye to eye, I could see an ominous, ancient hatred. It seemed as if many were looking all at once. Those eyes seemed to be telescopes that hell from a distance was looking through. And revenge was burning in their mutated DNA. They were the transmuted in this state, not fully human. I heard their rants, their claims, their plans, their various voices. There were so many of them on the inside. Didn't anyone ever ask where they came from? There are millions of them, not just here, but in other nations. These multiples, the chosen ones, began showing up just 25 years ago, but this was older than that. It was a dream in the heart of the fallen cherub himself. Who did this? Who forged these warriors? Didn't anyone put the pieces of the puzzle together? I watched many of them for years before this day occurred. Many of them warned me and mocked my faith. I tried to do my best. I wished I had done more. I knew I couldn't stop it. But in the name of God, I loved. I would do all I could. I also knew there would be an answer from the throne of grace. Some of these chosen ones who tried to get away from their creators and handlers told us the scary stories of their upbringing. Their inner personalities told us their beliefs, their secrets, and their plans. Thousands of horror stories floated to the surface in the public. Books, tapes, and conferences try to convey the message of a great perversion and a terrible evil. If you really listened. These victims were forged by solid evil, but most of the sciences were blinded by a supernatural shade, a blinding so advanced they didn't even scratch the surface. An unaided mind couldn't perceive what this was all about. The dark rituals they did really had an effect on them. It was to keep them hidden and cloaked until this chaotic awakening dawned. I see that it did cloak them. All of their faculties seemed to be frozen. They were the chosen ones. Chosen by Satan himself. That's what they said. Chosen to be soldiers. Chosen spiritually. Chosen to be special. Or so they were told. They were married to the beast. They claimed they had the mark. They vowed to rule the earth. Some told me they could not and would not ever turn back from their privileged positions. Their created inner personalities vowed loyalty to an ancient twisted master. They were birthed in powerful and very painful demonic blood rituals. Their blood had power too, they said. They were superior, at least in their own eyes. They claimed they had abilities beyond us, weak, inferior humans. They were the troops of a new order. They were seeking a spiritual evolution of humanity. They were plotting two massive spiritual planetary waves, supernatural shock waves that would grip leaders and mold millions. This would come from very special rituals, rituals hidden for centuries, but now upon us. They and their leaders were waiting to snatch control, total control. They would come from the shadows everywhere. But who believed the reports? There are stories of satanic ritual abuse, ancient rituals, dark sayings, and spirits were hardly what any therapist wanted to talk about. Who wanted to lose their job, huh? Who wanted to spend the time needed for these victims? Denial. Denial and skepticism can destroy us. I had tracked them for many years. I confronted some of them. Some of them confronted me. They had a hate that came from way back. But what they really lacked was information. They were so one-sided. The words of God were off-limit to them. They were not permitted to read it for themselves. They weren't supposed to talk to others about their roles. They were controlled in every way. Control was the key. They boasted this to me so many times. They really believed they could have it all, rule it all. They actually believed they could take, yes, even take the seat of God. Believe it or not, they thought they found a way to kill God. I wondered who would join this masqueraded globalist agenda. Evil was on the loose, like a big bloody bull in a china shop. An old ancient twisted presence had now broken loose. In the past, it was sneaky and in the dark. We were like a frog being cooked in the rising heat of a pot of water. Now it came all at once, like a bat out of hell. More calls on the cell phones came in. More news flashes. It was finally clear to all. This terror was occurring all over the United States, in every city and in every place. Most were shocked and horrified to hear it was happening in Canada, England, and all over Europe. How could this be so vast? Nations were blaming each other. All were on alert. Warplanes were in the skies. The red phones were buzzing. Calls for calm and caution were given by many. It seemed like no one was in control. No one had a handle on it. Governments were putting on a face of control, but they couldn't even control what was happening from within. Sabotage and deadly betrayal were daily realities. Nations shook as leaders died mysterious deaths. Many thought the end of the world had come. The end of something had. The truth is, This Black Awakening was not the end. For them, it was just the beginning of their public agenda, their final solution times a thousand. I stood opposed to it all. I also stood energized by the truth, knowing that another ancient one, the Ancient of Days, would soon take his place. As these days passed, only those prepared could stay inside. Their food and water supplies were stocked, praying, waiting, and watching were the actions of the wise. The Bible became important to many now. People searched for that old copy in the house. "Go to the book of Daniel," someone said. Others said, "Let's study 2 Thessalonians 2. While others wanted to read the book of Revelation, the prophecies of a great rebellion, a great catastrophic chaos had been tragically overlooked. Most books on prophecy and the study guides were totally lacking in this regard, but it was there all along. God gave us many warnings. He did it to save as many as possible. He warned us to prepare us, to prepare his people, to be ready. Even in this crisis, the light of God's grace was piercing, penetrating, and unstoppable. There were even stories of whole households turning to God. Now it seemed that millions wanted the one they denied by their past choices. Grace as I realized that God is not willing for anyone to perish.
Over the next week,
someone in the room raised their voice and said, "Jesus spoke more on deception in the scriptures than on the rapture."
The Black Awakening.
I agreed with them.
Now this is done completely.
As someone were discussing the Bible, I listened and I kept watching.
Much of what Russ did.
Someone grabbed me and took me to a security monitor for the property.
About the dark things that I looked like a
little woman hiding behind a tree.
I noticed since the book,
she ran to the front of the house and hit the door.
People don't have access.
I opened the big thick door and saw a woman shaking as if she were
cold. I get no money for this.
Cold.
I asked
what her name was. Someone behind me asked,
"For the people,
who is she?"
Who have never heard of Russ's.
As I leaned back to hear what they said,
we are coming at a point in time.
In a flash,
where you're going
a familiar voice to
understand
me said,
this information.
She's here to kill
maybe
you.
It will help you prepare. Maybe it will help you fight.
As I turned back to the frail lady,
maybe
a knife
for the
went past my
fight.
Face and stuck in the door. Before I could move again, a shot was fired. She fell.
Or our Rumble page.
A soldier came and said, "I couldn't let her do it, Pastor. I just couldn't."
Eight.
I looked at her and him again
of the Black Awakening.
And again.
Hopefully
she was one of them.
I will have more
a chosen one.
Up.
We had tried to help her in the past, but she never turned to the one who would love her and free her.
Made resources in
no one trusted
Plains,
her.
Tennessee.
They all discerned she had a seductive plot. I refused to work with her. She had such hatred. I thought I might see her again.
I
wished
everything for
she would have turned to the light of heaven.
Range day. I will have my weapons there. So if you don't have one, I'll let you borrow mine.
Soldier took her body away and said,
"You won't have to worry about paying for ammunition.
God will protect you.
You can shoot mine.
Close your door now, brother."
I want people to get the educational experience of using
his smile had the presence of the King of Heaven.
Educational
in it.
Experience of understanding.
Many of us
tactics,
slept a few hours.
Understanding
we
medical
had real
procedures,
rest.
Basic and advanced medical procedures, and also we're going to be going through some
the fifth
tactical
day.
Questioning and seer training. A little bit of a eye opener.
In the morning, food was prepared.
Thinking
more friends arrived.
The box.
I smiled for the first
for
time
in
days
in
when the thoughts of God of
country.
Heaven.
Things can go
my
very crazy very quickly.
Came to my mind.
So we're going
to
give you
he
a
went to the
of
cross
experience of what
and gave
that
his
might
life.
Look like.
On that old wooden cross, he blasted to pieces death and the reign of evil.
The lights go out in
his
America,
blood had the power to set us free.
They have to pass through
cleanse and heal
the
us forever.
Warlord or tyrant.
Indestructible immortality was in his words, and love was expressed
so you can have a little
at that
bit of
cross.
Experience and teach you and
I reflected
you
on what his power
how
wielded.
To react during
this lamb would once again run circles around the ancient dragon.
How to use your voice.
I watched and I worshipped. The presence
how
of his
to
kingdom
escalate situations,
filled me.
How to pick up people's mannerisms.
Only this kingdom had a king who lived and died for me and for the freedom of humankind.
You're going to be going through a lot of close quarters battle training with me.
There was no one like him.
I'm going to teach you everything I can about how to come in and out of the doorway, hallway.
Of the modern spirituality movements were clearly not saving anyone. That counterfeit stuff only pushed its adherents closer to the lie that was to come. Many would not feel the unalterable betrayal until it was too late.
Once again, going to make you think.
I wasn't watching
because
for the
paper
evil
targets
anymore.
Don't make you think.
I was watching for the working of a sovereign who really called the final
they
play.
They don't challenge you,
but it wasn't
they
over
just
yet.
Stand there and you look awesome
not
after
by a long
it's
shot.
Done. But is that the way
at my house?
Are?
Some slept.
People are
most were trying to bide their time.
My
others in the city who were breaking military curfew searched for food and weapons.
People will present all different types of problems.
Looting was rampant.
That will force you to think.
You could feel
you to act,
the darkness
freeze,
in the streets
force
and
you to
the
rethink
skies.
What you're doing or what you're about to say. So
it
if
was
you've
killing,
never been in these situations,
stealing,
my friends, it's about time that you start putting yourself in the training environment.
And so many dead bodies were around that the smell was unavoidable.
For $850, 30 hours of training.
You couldn't hide from that smell.
Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
Like a satanic ritual that seeks human fear.
Right now we got
and torture. The demons came through this chaos.
It's amazing how we never fill this class. We never seem to fill the class.
Humanity was unraveling.
The sixth time we've put it on.
Nothing seemed to matter except survival.
Or sign up.
As I watched the news
on
TV, leaders were speculating on the answer to the who, what, and why.
If your priority is to survive what is coming,
many of us did.
I hope
we knew that control and peace would come, but not from these chosen ones or their leaders.
Because if you don't have a means,
there would be a long planned, fabricated peace, a mask, a counterfeit. The finite evil one doesn't have the same ability as the infinite Prince of Peace.
For a second, let that sink in.
I wish many knew what was behind that mask.
You own plenty of guns. Do you actually train with
them? An ancient wickedness, a twisted presence, an unimaginable, maddening passion fueled this fallen being.
Or are you just going and wasting ammunition?
And he had power over people, all right,
and honest with this question,
over those who let him.
Have you learned anything?
He was a
Have
counterfeit.
Improved?
Everything he did or planned
Come
was
out,
a pale copy
help you.
On
thin
ice. I don't
know how long we can put this training.
He was a wannabe. Man
not,
scoffed at his being real,
November,
let alone God's existence. But where are they now?
About an hour and a half
where
south
are
of
their
me
diatribes.
And the DFW
dust
area
in the wind.
In November. So if you're
no one's listening to them anymore. Helpless.
American
the old intellectuals only wait for someone,
@gmail.com,
anyone,
or you can go to www.americanvindictashow.com.
This extra-dimensional deception would have had a deafening grip on the minds, hearts, and spirits of all those who rejected the truth.
And look, guys, if I could put this training,
the evil one
free,
was too strong.
We don't make a lot of money
for those whose lives were unaided by the Spirit of God.
We're having building materials.
They were not watching.
We do a little bit better than breaking even, which, you know, honestly, all that does is really help pay for the next trip or
the
maybe
sixth
a bill
day.
Or two. So, you know, I want this to eventually grow.
The early morning of the sixth day
so that we can
came
start
almost
really
unannounced.
On this training. And
after
I would
taking
love
a quick shower,
come,
I was asked
you know,
to come to the Bible study going on at breakfast.
Team for free. Here's
the young
a tip
girl
jar,
I knew very well was
think,
smiling at me.
What do you think you owe me?
She had that familiar look of, guess what I know that you don't,
money.
Daddy.
I hate focusing on money. The love of money
just say
is
it,
the root of all evil in this
I said
world.
With a smile.
It's one of the roots of many problems.
Dad,
so
did you know it took 6 days for God to create the world?
Like I said, I would rather see people trained.
Yes.
But, you know,
I
guys,
said,
it's your priority.
It's all good.
It's your life.
Can I finish?
You're willing to accept
she
the
said,
risk
with shoulders
of not
slumped.
Getting training. And don't complain.
And again, I smiled.
You don't know what to do.
She quickly surmised
that kind of
God
of
took 6 days to create this world in beauty
Use
and order. And on the seventh
Always
day,
stay calm.
He rested from his work and enjoyed all that was made.
That I've seen
Look,
where freaking
she chirped,
out and panicking ever helped.
This thing, the
so
Black Awakening,
calm,
has gone
way through it.
For
Not everyone can
days.
Afford it, so that's why I'm giving you a freebie
And today
right
is
now.
The sixth.
Stay calm. Think
Will it all
through
stop
things.
Tomorrow?
think
on the seventh day, will the evil one rest in a twisted glee?
Or videos while I'm out there.
Will it be the time of his appearing?
How to potentially train? I will say that.
Then she quickly added,
"Ammunition is expensive. Everything's more expensive."
But this wasn't a creation like God's.
So we're using
it's a twisted, chaotic mess.
U-M-A-R-E-X,
a masked recreation.
Glock 19 airsoft.
The enemy is here to ruin it. She proclaimed.
You can get these on Amazon.
We all stopped.
$780, and then we have a Bravo
concealment
holster system.
I said
that we're using with it.
I got it.
$30. So. You can train
even
with
the timetables.
Almost complete
everything God says and does. The twisted one seeks to redo in
and
his own
you get a lot
plagiaristic
of
way.
Done for really
only look at his results.
The green gas. To
everything
the
he touches dies and turns
and,
ugly.
And the
would the next day bring
pellets.
The rest everyone asked
you get 10,
for?
Pellets for
if so,
$20. You don't have to blast away all your
what kind?
Your 45 ACP
my daughter had questioned.
And you know your 40 Smith
the masked
your
piece.
9mm.
In
trying
order,
to save you a little money and give you versatility.
Begin
you
in
do
Europe.
This in your backyard if you live in a suburb.
We knew that the United Nations.
If you ever got questions on this, guys,
or whatever
just
they were called now,
I'm
whatever they called themselves,
people, and I'm
would convene and begin giving
and,
the orders.
If you don't know what I'm talking
they were stable,
about, but you want
or,
these,
so it seemed,
these pieces of equipment.
The crazy,
so
glassy, black eyed individuals were being
send
dealt with.
Email. I'll send you
it
exactly
seemed they were
I
able to stop the chosen ones.
You can start training.
The crazies were disappearing, according to the media.
We might try to put
what they
one
didn't tell us
the
was the fact that
of December,
most of the glassy-eyed ones were blowing their own brains out.
Fire course, full.
They all
seemed
to do it around the same
course.
Time. It was weird.
That's going to be
like it was planned.
More advanced stuff. Now,
reports came
advanced,
in from everywhere.
I
people said they heard the same weird sound again,
as fast as
or what seemed like a sound.
So.
They heard the sound of the airwaves as they did when all this first began.
And
I remember
said, Doug, love your
that
work, love what you're trying
the
to do
weird
for the
sound
church.
Was the same on TV, the radio, and the
is
web.
There a basic course that we
you had to listen
through.
Very closely. The inner
the
sleepers heard it crystal clear.
To go forward to the,
the sound was like a low pulse thumping.
Course. You're
and thumping
have to go
again,
to the basic course,
and again,
and the intermediate course.
But it wasn't just about the sound;
the
it was the dark powers that
course.
Piggybacked the
unless
hum.
You are in law enforcement or military,
some said it was like many bursts there. Of the same
but
sound.
The reason
electric,
why we ask for
magnetic,
people to consider this
microwave
is because weapons handling,
no one knew for
and
sure.
Weapons safety needs to be.
It only affected those crazed
we
ones.
Take you to some, you know, really
the first
cool
time
stuff,
it occurred 6 days
sure
ago, that which was asleep in them. Woke up with
right,
a fierce appetite,
that happen, and that
an
you
appetite
don't
for
yourself.
Blood and death.
You know, we have accidents.
Their minds
happen,
and hearts
and,
were fixed.
You know, that's just stuff that we got
to. They had to
with.
Do the job. They were
good friend and listener
for.
Of the show, Popeye. You know, he
now they had to do another job.
Did his due diligence.
Most of the sub personalities didn't know this one.
That was from.
It was an energized program.
It was actually
part
from the factory.
Them.
Not his fault.
Suicide.
Not
meant
his fault
to them.
At all.
They just did it and dropped.
One of the rounds was a
for the sinister
round,
leaders, it meant these satanic assassins were silenced and out of the way.
Catastrophic malfunction. So,
to the man behind the curtain,
ammo,
the plan was working.
Out of the box.
The super army was sadly
forces,
expendable.
Don't use,
no medals.
Don't
no
use
funerals.
Ammo that's been repressed. Just
only silence.
Know, buy stuff that's right out of the
how
box.
Sad
that way
for
you
them.
Don't have any issues. We don't have any problems.
We still watched.
That's just a little safety.
We were ready with a plan of our own.
Remember this when it comes to weapons.
As peace and order
safety,
rose in the European nations,
loaded, never
they called on the rest of the world
shoot,
to listen
keep
to
your
them.
Finger straightened off the trigger until you're ready to
actually,
fire.
Actually, they were demanding
keep your
it.
Your weapon on safe until you intend to fire.
For the sake of the world,
target what lies
they
beyond
said,
it. Little Johnny and little Susie
they offered
are right
help.
Behind that sheetrock that you decided to go.
They said they gained access to a few of the U.S. military bases. One in Montana was taken over by these chosen ones.
Rounds move.
They had been there as sleepers for some time.
Bullets
this new UN only offered
wall,
a masked hope
a
for all.
And pops right out in front of you.
Overnight, they seemed to
been
emerge
there, that,
strong.
That. Had my
over there,
in the
leaders
Corps
of government, military, religion,
about them
all spoke the same message. It was like they were all
the
on the same wavelength.
Pop right out in front of you.
It was so.
Didn't believe it until we saw it.
Supernatural.
It's a
like heavy dark energy.
To take the experience that I have, and then to be able
in
to
Europe,
the basic civilian.
There had to have been
don't have the
a growing disdain for the
and
United
it's a,
States.
It's awesome for me.
They
to
had
continue to give
they
it
had
back.
Long
and it's even more
had a desire
see
to see us join
take
them.
It,
receive it, ingest it.
To come of age, to quit resisting and being so independent.
If I could help you fish.
Only when U.S. officials agreed with the new powerfully appealing European rulers did that same sound, the bursts, pulses, begin here in America.
You can defend your castle. Confidently. That's the
I watched
goal, right?
on TV as those glossy black-eyed madmen and women went haywire and destroyed
we're not being
themselves.
Rambo here. We're not trying to take over
they just
the
stopped
White
what
House.
They were doing, go, even letting their victims know, go.
Join a
the FBI
and
military types wanted them.
What we're talking
they wanted
about
to know
family
who
safety,
was behind it all,
safety,
how it all came about.
A personal
but you couldn't convince any of these chosen
of
ones at that time. You can
by,
only hold them
being smart
and
with
pray
guns.
For a breakthrough.
I could throw out a few names right now that you probably want to start paying
all
attention
to. All of them
began
shooting themselves.
Travis.
And if they weren't armed,
former Marine Corps
they began
gunning,
jumping off bridges
guy.
Or out of windows.
I actually went through one of his courses.
They were as expert in the Marine and Corps, good at killing themselves as they had been killing their targets.
On my wall.
And they slipped into eternity, but not on the right side of it.
Again, driving course. Man,
terribly
that's
sad
story.
For them.
We ruined like 13 Humvees from the motor pool, and then his company
the seventh
Dragonfly
day.
Went and rented cars on base at the
gone
Enterprise.
Were the sirens, the
I
fire, and
at
the
least
frenzy.
11 cars.
It seemed
and
that overnight
we,
it was
if
over.
Not totaled all of them.
Well, at least
almost
it seemed that
all
way.
Of them. So
there was a weird piece
a
in the midst
epic,
of the cleanup.
Epic week or two.
We knew it was a mask.
Training with Travis Haley.
That the real face of things was still
guy.
Well. Behind
very big
the curtain.
On safety, very big on intensity.
The U.S. didn't
guys
want anyone
to
know.
Some of you are about as intense as a penguin.
We were in such
we
a level
as
of deep
fierce and
trouble.
As bold as lions.
Some communications were down. The electric grids were offline.
Through a
microphone. Many of the national weapon systems were sabotaged and unusable
you have
for
to
the
come
moment.
And you have to experience.
The U.S. was
many of
weak,
you out there.
Like an injured body that just came from
up.
A wreck.
Anyone
we were in need of repair and
up.
Healing.
Let me get the number for you real quick.
The U.S. was not ready for a global
all right,
war.
That number is 1-800.
This vulnerability was just what the Dark Ones wanted. The chaos was
that's
released only to cause a collapse, a catastrophic
the collapse.
Collapse
is being held
indeed.
In Teleco Plains, Tennessee.
They didn't want to destroy the United States.
Do whatever you need to
like Hitler
to
himself.
You can camp on
they had
site.
Plans
we're
for us,
be
too.
Be out there staying on site camping.
They just wanted to get incapacitate the U.S. They wanted us helpless
speech.
And paralyzed.
And, you know, we're
like
do a lot
snake
of
that paralyzes its victims
and fellowshipping,
before it's
breaking
eaten
bread
alive.
With one another. Some people
they
like
didn't want us,
mini Christian
this
conference.
Old
that's
superpower,
great,
to dare to
God
intervene with the new alliance
that
formed in Europe.
And good luck finding that a lot of your training.
This new order of nations came together so fast.
Prepare
no one knew how.
Why you can.
It must have
prepare
been planned.
Right now while you
it had
can.
To have
while
had
the hour
deep
is still
secrets
there.
All along.
Prepare while you can.
Talk about a shadow
currently,
government.
Ready-made resources.
Those who were coming to power
extremely
and
good
rule
deal,
now had been waiting in the shadows all along.
Night vision devices.
They were the self-proclaimed elitists that so many had written
so
about.
That's two night vision devices. That's
money,
an Elbit 1900
power,
plus FOM
and self-exaltation.
No gain. White phosphorus,
so
top
twisted.
Of the line stuff. Typically, these are on sale for
the ancient plan was moving forward,
$499.
Actually, blazing ahead. The
right
USA
now,
was down and unable to muscle its way into that old but new European scene.
So save almost
those who unleashed
right
the
now.
Chosen ones, those
and
real Luciferians, or old
you know,
Illuminists.
Hey, heard on record show.
They were ready
American
to unleash the next phase.
Then you'll get
those same
a,
leaders.
$300 gift, which is also
would bring their man to the a, forefront. Soon a voice
blocking,
like none in world history would be heard.
Goes on the front
would be
of
the
image.
Voice
so it helps
of an ancient hate.
If it's ever hit by lasers,
a voice the angels heard long
I've
ago.
I've experienced that before.
Up in the heavenlies, and long before it reached here,
in Portland, Oregon. The rioters,
as millions seemed to be turning to God,
lasers,
more seemed to be mad at
us.
Him.
There was actually two
and once again, they blamed God.
Permanent eye damage.
All the while, the devil like, hits them in the face.
They can hit your MVGs and they can ruin your gear.
How
so,
stupid indeed.
You know, that's a great little free gift. That's $300 for a gift.
I know more
guys,
than ever
all I got.
That God
please
knows
enjoy
all things.
What you're about to listen to.
And that there is a war
Black
going
Awakening,
on.
Part one, a prophetic
what
future,
Satan could not do in the heavenlies was sought
cool.
at the birth of Christ.
And I hope you
kill
like it.
God
brings a
is the dark code.
You. I'm going to continue to upload.
3,000 years ago, the Spirit of God painted the picture of this.
That's it, guys.
And the next few years.
Stay frosty.
And that old Psalm 2, God asks why, and so do I. Have you read that old Psalm? It's chapter 2. It was written long ago, but was meant for this day. Once again, God gives the heads up. Once again, God seeks to save us. Will the leaders, nations, and masses of people believe God or believe a wannabe? Conspiracy. Oh, it's real, my dear reader. It's real. I have to stop. I have to go now. There's someone in the woods coming this way. Russ Dizdar, 2009. All stations, all call signs. Prepare for transmission. This is Wrecker Actual. Dearly beloved, avenge not yourselves, but rather give place unto wrath. For it is written, vengeance is mine. I will repay, saith the Lord. End of transmission.